Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've heard a lot about the game, I guess it's a sport, cornhole.
Yes.
Lately. Now then, you came in, I saw this on your calendar of activities. We're going to talk about this in a minute. So I'll look to see what that is. It's beanbag, is what.
Yes, it's a new name for it, and wow. it has taken off. It's, you know, they're played with those plywood boards that have the hole in them, and you throw and try to get in that, and it's just all of a sudden become crazy.
Yeah, it has. And yes. So it's a slanted board there with a hole in it toward the back, and you get points the closer you are. Of course, obviously, if it goes in the hole, so much the better. But Greenville Parks and Rec having a cornhole tournament. And this is Friday, March 29th.
It is. And then this is a series of them. They're doing three. There's the first one on March 29th, and then there's going to be two more, one in April and one in June. You register for it, and then there's prizes, and it sounds like a lot of fun. So you'll be out at the Greenville Sports Park.
You'll want to be in training now for this. March 29th, and then as Pud says, there's other tournaments coming up. So
The only thing I will say that does concern me is anytime I've ever played, I usually have some sort of a nice cold beverage in the hand that is not slinging the bean bags. And since it's at the sports park, I'm not sure quite how we're going to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah. I think that is a big part of the appeal, you know, actually.
Certainly has been for me.
Of cornhole. This is very big at, like, tailgate parties.
Yes. You'll see actually rows of cornhole boards at festivals and things these days.
Okay.
But how fun.
So something else on that is it the same weekend? Yes, Saturday, March 30th. This is an ongoing thing, has become a regular annual event, the Keep Greenville Beautiful Home and Garden Show.
Yes.
Yeah. Saturday, March 30th.
Right. It is a new location this year. It's always been at the Civic Center, and this year it's at Westview Methodist Church. Usually it's a festival. They've got some garden centers there. They've got maybe, you know, some of the outdoor equipment companies, somebody with some garden decorations. They have some classes and things, during the time, and then a lot of other local vendors as well. So it's a nice little, home and garden festival.
Westview is there on Sale Street out close to Greenville High School.
Correct. It's at the intersection of Sale and Terrell Road.
I wonder why they went out to there.
I think there are some connections with some of the Keep Greenville Beautiful folks to be able to use that, and they probably can get that facility and save some money.
I see. Well, nice facility there, and so they'll be having that at Westview on the 30th.
And actually, the weekend following that, Keep Greenville Beautiful will be back at Westview. It's April 6th when they are doing the Texas Trash Off.
Okay, so that's good to know also.
Yes, yeah. And everybody convenes there at 8:30 on that Saturday morning and goes out then and cleans up. They usually pick a neighborhood or an area, and everybody goes out and cleans up, and then they'll come back there to have lunch. And prizes for things like the most stuff found or the weirdest single thing found, and they have a lot of fun with that. So
actually,
it helps a lot.
I had that circled on your list of events, and I just overlooked it. So thank you for picking
me
up.
Sure, yeah.
Pud Kearns, we are visiting with Housewarmers of Greenville, looking at some of the events, early spring events taking place. And on Monday, April 8th, this is at the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. That is here in Commerce.
Yes.
This is something called Frieda Mays Bridge Day.
Yes, it's an annual fundraiser that they do that is from 1:30 to 3:30, and it's bridge and dessert and prizes and fun. And they've been doing it for years, and I believe the price is $25 a person, and it raises money for the museum.
I didn't know, I have to admit, I didn't know very many people still played bridge. It is a game of skill.
It is a
demanding game.
Yes. But I love it. And I learned in college.
Yeah.
The sad thing is I don't know anybody that plays anymore either to be able to,
well,
to get a group up.
But they must, because they have this event.
That's right.
So, I mean, obviously the people do, but you don't hear as much about people playing bridge
as you used to. But it will probably come back someday, just like cornhole did.
which we were talking about on a previous program. But this is Monday, April 8th, 1:30 to 3:30, Freda Mae's Bridge Day at Northeast Texas Children's Museum on Highway 24 in Commerce. Let's see, we got a minute or two here. The city of Greenville has an Easter egg hunt every year that is coming up Thursday, April 18th.
Yeah, Easter is late this year. It's just about as late as it can possibly be. And so that's kind of got everybody, I think, a little bit confused and realizing that Easter events are going to be that late, because it's actually on the, I believe it's the 20th this year. Yeah. And so this is on, you said, April 18th. Uh-huh. It's Thursday night. And what's really nice about this is it's an evening event. They've got 30,000 eggs to hide, but they have the field divided into age groups, mm-hmm. so that the littlest ones are all together. Yeah. And then, you know, all the way the different ages, which I think makes it makes the playing field for finding eggs much fairer.
Now, I agree. Now, the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum has its Easter egg hunt in the dark Friday night, April 12th.
There's very nice prizes in the eggs. It's a lot of fun. It's one of their most popular items that they do. Tickets are, I believe it's $8 for museum members and $10 or $12 for non-members. But it's lots of fun. And I understand it gets pretty rough out there in the dark.
No doubt. But thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you so much.
Put Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KET.